So buying car parts online lately, it kind of feels like buying a designer shirt at a discount store.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You see the fancy brand name on the box. But inside, I mean, are you getting precision German engineering or a brake disc made of cheese?
A very real concern, honestly.
So today, we are doing a deep dive into mechanic reviews, forum threads, and technical specs. Our mission is to answer a highly debated question, which is, are Paget brake discs actually top tier, or are they just, riding a legacy brand name?
Well, looking at the data on Paget brakes, it's just this wild pendulum.
How so?
Like, in one forum, they're hailed as brilliant. Then, in the very next thread, a mechanic claims they literally crumble. And to understand that violent swing, you really have to look at the sourcing.
Okay, I'm following.
Because Paget has genuine original equipment credentials. I mean, they actually claim the top spot is the OE brand for vehicles with ceramic discs, supplying Porsche and Aston Martin.
Oh, wow. So they are like the real deal then?
They are, but the avalanche of complaints we see usually traces back to budget tier stock. This gets pushed through high volume discount retailers like Euro Car Parts. Plus, there is a separate budget brand called Eicher made in the exact same factory network.
Wait, so are buyers constantly confusing the two? Or is this like a factory outlet situation where the brand badge on the box is identical, but the actual metal inside is a cheaper tier?
It is very much the latter. The retailer and the specific product line dictate the spec. Just seeing Paget on a bargain bin box does not guarantee the exact same manufacturing tolerances as their premium line.
Right, you get what you pay for.
Exactly. For instance, top-tier Paget discs feature a Geomet anti-corrosion coating, and this prevents rust buildup on the hub face, which, can cause the disc to sit unevenly and create nasty vibrations.
And the budget versions.
Oh, they often skip this coating entirely.
Okay, so sourcing is definitely a trap. But looking through these mechanic threads, it seems a lot of these parts are failing because people are just completely misdiagnosing the problem.
Yeah, that is a huge factor. The most common complaint across all these forums is severe brake jitter. But honestly, it is almost always a misdiagnosis of uneven pad deposits, not actual disc runout.
Right, like that BMW 325 B donor we read about.
Yes, exactly. He went through two failed sets of Paget discs, totally convinced the metal warped, but discs rarely warp. What is actually happening is mechanics or owners reuse old, weakened pad springs.
Wait, really? How does a little metal spring ruin a massive cast iron disc?
Well, without proper tension, the pad drags lightly against the spinning disc even when you aren't braking. So it constantly transfers heat and leaves uneven pad material, which is called cementite, baked right onto the metal surface.
Yikes.
Yeah, and that creates high spots that cause that violent shaking.
Okay, so when my steering wheel shakes, it is not bent metal. It is just melted pad gunk on the surface.
Pretty much, yeah.
That is like tossing out a record player because it's skipping when the vinyl just has a smudge on it.
That is a perfect analogy. And that means the fix doesn't involve replacing the disc at all. You often just need new, high-quality pads and a proper bedding-in process.
Like doing a series of controlled hard stops.
Exactly. You do that to evenly transfer a fresh layer of friction material and essentially scrape off that old smudge. Actually, Paget explicitly recommends pairing their discs with their own pads to prevent the mismatch in the first place.
So heat management is the real enemy here, not the disc itself. Which really begs the question, right? Like, if a fast highway commute generates enough heat to melt budget pads, what happens when a driver takes these discs to an actual racetrack where the heat is multiplied tenfold?
Well, for track days, Paget offers a completely distinct line called Paget Racing. These feature directional cooling vanes and a totally different cast iron formulation.
Oh, so they are specifically designed to resist cracking under sustained thermal stress.
Yes. So if you are hammering a Civic Type R around Silverstone, that is the line you use. But for a daily driver, the main rival is Brembo. In the UK, standard Paget discs are often 50% cheaper than standard Brembos.
Hold on, 50%. If Paget is half the price of Brembo but performs the same when paired with the right pads, isn't navigating that sourcing risk entirely worth the savings?
Well, it depends on what you value. With Brembo, you are paying for incredible consistency right out of the box. Their standard replacement discs are just less sensitive to pad mismatch and installation quirks.
I see. So it's about peace of mind.
Right. With Paget, you can absolutely match that premium performance, but you have to do the work. You need a matched set of pads and discs. You need that Geomet coating we discussed, and you really have to source them from a specialist retailer.
Right, you have to avoid the budget tier stock. So, for you listening, if you want to protect your wallet on your next brake job, the blueprint is pretty clear. Buy matched pads and discs. Confirm you are getting the Geomet coating. and skip the budget bins in favor of specialist retailers. You know, don't fall for the discount store designer shirt trick.
Yeah, knowing what is actually in the box changes everything.
It really does. Which leaves you with this lingering question to think about the next time you're driving. If a legendary brake manufacturer shares its factory network with budgeteer clones, how many other premium parts currently sitting in your car are actually just budget components hiding in a fancy box?